The Gathering Place in Tulsa is the rare local park that's made national headlines. It cost nearly $500 million to build and was funded mostly with private donations. The park is the brainchild of billionaire philanthropist George Kaiser. At first glance, the Gathering Place may seem like it's just a fancy playground, but Estate Impact's Emily Wendler reports the park is actually teaching children important life lessons while they play.
One of the biggest attractions at the Gathering Place is the Adventure Playground. The 5-acre area looks like Never Never Land from Peter Pan. Kids scramble around on a big wooden ship, pretending like they're sailors on a stormy sea. They maneuver across rope bridges that connect 30-foot-tall towers, and in a quieter, calmer section, younger children are sliding down a slide shaped like a banana. When you ask these kids what they think, it's all rave reviews.
It's gorgeous.
It's really fun.
It's not like any other place. I've never seen anything like it.
But while these kids are having tons of fun, they're also learning. Much of the equipment the children are playing on was intentionally designed to help them develop social and emotional skills. One of the designers is Richter, a German company.
We are driven by our belief in children and children's play.
That's project manager Peter Hoyken. He says his company wants kids to learn a sense of self-determination through play, and they make that possible in a couple different ways.
We make the access to equipment difficult. This is very un-American. Playgrounds in your country have to be easily accessible for everyone. Yeah, the smallest toddler must make it to the highest platform.
But Hoyken says not every child should be able to master every piece of playground equipment. Younger kids need jungle gyms that are suitable for them. But older kids need bigger risks, higher equipment to climb, steeper slides to tumble down.
If you master these challenges, the higher platforms, the higher branches, then you feel good.
8-year-old Lexi probably didn't know it, but when she chose to go down the big elephant-shaped slide for the first time, she was putting Hoyken's theory to the test. She landed at the bottom with a surprised look on her face, and I asked her if she thought she was learning anything or just playing.
I think I'm learning stuff.
What do you think you're learning?
About how to be brave.
Bravery. It's another big theme at the Gathering Place. Hoyken says much of the playground equipment was actually designed so kids could try new things without adults hovering over them.
What we want is really that the kids are left alone, that kids can escape their parents for a moment, that they can climb higher, faster into narrow spots where mom and dad don't get so quickly.
For example, it's hard for adults to get inside the tall wooden towers that so many kids love. The base of those towers are filled with small crawl spaces that make it easy for children to get through, but not parents. Hoyken hopes kids use the freedom from adults to determine for themselves whether something is too scary.
We want that the child decides, oh, this is too high for me, and not the parent. That they decide for themselves, this is the challenge I take on today.
He says the equipment also pushes kids to work together. Collaboration is encouraged in different ways throughout the park, but when I visited, it was happening in real time in a big sandy play pit. A bunch of rubber buckets connected to a system of ropes and pulleys hangs over the sand pit. One young girl on the ground piles sand into a bucket, which her older brother helps her crank to the top.
Someone help!
He transfers that sand into another bucket, which he moves laterally across the rope to some other boys waiting a few feet away.
Okay, so we put in this one?
Yep.
Hoyken says this system was designed so that one kid could not operate it on their own.
So what you have to do as a child is say hello to the other children and form a team.
He says the best part is that kids get lost in this task and can spend hours working together, transporting sand, creating an imaginative story for the task as they go along. The worst part is when the adults say it's time to leave.
Guys. I think I said no. Let's get out of the sand.
What? This is...
First Aid Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.